You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. Thank you so much, everyone, as always, for being here. Namaste, Om Namah Shivaya. We bow down to you. Thank you for bringing your amazing energy into this space, into this collective consciousness that we're part of. The Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear wisdom not only from our own realm, our own planet, but from all other realms. You're going to hear wisdom that's channeled. You're going to hear what the divine has for you to say. So let's all open our hearts today and let's ask that the ancient ones come in. Let's ask that the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service be with us today and open our hearts. And we have a wonderful show. We're going to have readings. We have a process. We have a wonderful conversation. So we've got a great show lined up for you. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Shelley Esler is a gifted and intuitive mystic healer who is able to connect to divine source energy to instantly heal and transform her clients. Shelley transforms people's lives worldwide on many levels and dimensions. Her clients are amazed at the multiple ways their lives shift when working with her. Shelley's healing odyssey began in dramatic fashion with a diagnosis of fibromyalgia, being asked to donate a kidney and receiving a massive attunement. Shelley, also known as the Quantum Angel, finds and dissolves the emotional, physical, and mental issues plaguing her clients. She soon realized the gift of her own fibromyalgia diagnosis and began her journey of self-discovery and inner healing. She immediately knew she needed to help others overcome their issues. She removes your blocks and disease at the divine blueprint level and helps return you to your natural healthy state. Her clients have had rapid breakthroughs in the areas of pain relief, overcoming depression, and anxiety, to name just a few. Shelley is the founder of Loving Energy Transformations, where she works her beautiful energy in group, personal, and remote settings. She's also available for deep healing sessions. So prepare yourself for rapid shifts when working with Shelley. So Shelley, it gives me great joy to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Oh, Ian, thank you. But seriously, before we get started, I'd really like to thank you for inviting me to be here today, especially to this beautiful space that you've created. I mean, the energy is amazing. It has been building all day long. And I'm truly thrilled and honored to be here with all of you and your enlightened community. And even more importantly, I'd like to thank everyone from this vibrant community for tuning in today and sharing your energy with us. I look forward to connecting with all of you. So again, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're most welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. So everyone, Shelley's going to be talking about the secret to transforming your health through a joyful heart. So that's going to be a hint around the methodology and the modality, because, you know, quite frankly, I think a lot of us, most of us, would love, you know, good health, or, you know, to be healthy and vibrant and vivacious, and also love to be joyful. So this discussion today is so germane to everyone on the call today. And then Shelley is going to be taking your questions live. So Shelley is a highly intuitive medical intuitive who has a deep sense of knowing. So please, anything that is bothering you, anything that is on your mind, ailing you, mostly physical, but areas where you might have blockages, please call in. And, you know, Shelley's going to be reading also where the blockage to your happiness lies. So if you feel that there's an aspect of you that could be happier, that maybe happiness evades you at times, you don't feel the joy in your life, there could be a blockage there. And Shelley will be happy to identify that for you. So where is the blockage to your happiness? Make sure *2 to raise your hand. So *2 to raise your hand. You know by now, if you're on the phone, if you're on the webinar page, you can ask where the blockage to your happiness is. Okay, I am happy. I just can't speak today, but I am totally happy. It's a joy to be here with you, Shelley, and with the community. So, you know, happiness is just part of the vibration today. And I think you bring it, you know. I think, Shelley, I can feel that there's something about you. There's something about you that brings this beautiful vibration of happiness. It's really like an innocence that you're bringing to the community. I know you're bringing it to me because I can feel it. So, you know, the one thing that, of course, you know, and everyone, Shelley's going to be taking us through a bliss activation. And you know when that happens, I mean, I get blissed out so easily. So, Shelley, you know, if I fade away at the end, you might have to finish the show. Because if you do a bliss activation and I'm blissed out, I'm not coming back.
May knock you out.
You might knock me out. All right. So yeah, that's going to be towards the end of the show. All right. So that's what we have today. That's what we have today. So, you know, what I wanted to do, Shelley, because you haven't been on the show before, is I wanted to maybe have you give us a little bit of background. I know we spoke about that more formally in the introduction, but,
yeah.
You know, in your own words, with your own color, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, who you are and how you developed or came to know, should I rather say, your amazing gift as a medical intuitive.
It's actually very interesting. I'm one of those that absolutely had no idea that I had gifts. Didn't know I was psychic. Didn't know any of it. My journey has been a very slow, kind of subtle path. I came into this world very shy, very withdrawn. And what I didn't know until I started this work is that I pretty much came into this world depressed. Didn't know it until I started this work and started to experience happiness. And but the day that really, really, really started my path was probably 10 years ago. And I was sitting out in my backyard and I heard this loud booming voice come in from behind me. And I literally flew out of my chair because, you know, I was all new to this. I seriously did not know anything. And I call myself a complete amnesiac. I've had to remember everything and from the ground up, literally. And I flew out of the chair. I looked behind me, and there was nothing there. So the first thing I did was ask who it was and didn't get an answer. And then I asked, were you sent from God? And I just kind of felt this peaceful energy come through me. But the words, the exact words that I heard were, you have to be Den's donor. Now, Den is my cousin's husband. She's not really a cousin. You know, just when you have someone that's really good family friends.
Yeah.
That's what they were. I hadn't talked to her in 20 years. So I started asking this voice questions. I said, what kind of donor? And I heard kidney. I asked when, and I heard soon, and I asked where, and I heard University of Chicago. So I was terrified, wasn't ready to give a kidney up, didn't know what to do. For 3 days, didn't do anything. And then finally, after the third day, tracked my cousin down, called her up, started asking her some questions, told her I would explain the situation after I asked the questions. And I said, what's wrong with Ben? And heard he was in stage 4 kidney failure. So my heart kind of sank. And then I asked if they had been accepted anywhere on a, you know, where they did he need a new kidney. And she said, yeah, we were just accepted University of Chicago yesterday. And that started the journey. Make a long story short, I did go through the testing and I was a match, but I didn't have to give my kidney because my cousin was also. But I am next if that kidney ever fails.
Mm-hmm.
Then at age 49, I had a complete hysterectomy and a month later couldn't get out of bed. And the doctors told me I had fibromyalgia, and I refused to claim it. I refused to accept it. And that started my entire journey into the holistic and all of the alternative modalities. I mean, I don't think there's anything that I didn't get trained in. Basically, it took me 2 years, and I totally took my health back, reclaimed my health, and am completely symptom-free. And I realized that by simply changing your thoughts, raising your energy, bringing in play, laughter, and joy, anything is possible. And that became my passion because I wanted people to realize that you do not have to suffer. And that when it comes to God and the quantum field, it's infinite potentiality. Anything is possible. Anything. And then I've just continued my journey. I am on the I went and took an angel course, and that's when all of my gifts started to open up, and they just continue to change and evolve on a daily basis. So it's been a, like I said, it wasn't, you know, it was kind of 2 to 3 to 4 different things that kind of started the whole path. So, yeah, very interesting.
What you're right, and so spot on with that, with your listening. You know, you were at a point where you didn't know that you had these gifts, and then bam, you had this voice. So let me ask you this. Your gifts of being able to kind of zone in, or being able to really know, understand as a medical intuitive, you know, how did they come about?
I think it started with usually the area that you most have the trouble with in your life, which for me was physical health, pain, suffering, is usually what you go on to really work with. And like I said, I had no idea that I was gifted. And when I took this course on angel alchemy, I always realized that my hint from the angels were in moving ahead, wherever I was the most scared, was the direction that I was being pushed in. And I will tell you, I was a very reluctant, I guess you could say, student, because it took me a while to realize that I was not the one doing the healing. And I felt like I didn't want all this responsibility. Oh, what if I couldn't heal somebody? What if I didn't know what I was doing? And it took a lot of work, a lot of guidance from my guides and my teachers to get to the place that I'm at now, to realize that I don't do any of the work, and thank goodness I don't. So it is all coming from God and my guides. And it pretty much just started. I started with free sessions, and the results that I would get astounded me every time, absolutely every time. And in the beginning, I was almost getting seriously instant relief from people. But in the beginning, Ian, it took validation. I needed to hear the results and, you know, what is happening, because I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. I really had to work at fine-tuning and listening to my guidance, to my guides, to and not only that, but going back to my teacher on and off and saying, please help me. What is going on here? Like I said, I had literally complete amnesia, and I have had to learn everything. And when I say learn, you almost get to the point where you have to forget everything that you learn and just be this empty, open channel and just allow the energy to come through so that you can hear, see, and know what your guidance is. So it started with the medical issues, because that's what I suffered from, and then it's just evolved. I've been able to go into the mental, emotional, and the spiritual traumas and pains also. Yeah, but it really started with physical pain, because that's really what I had issues with.
Right, and now what you do is a little different. You have a healing practice that's also based on really up-leveling someone's vibration. So, you know, bringing us to a place of joy and happiness and bliss. So tell us, I think I am curious, I think maybe the audience is too, about the interaction between happiness and healing. How do the two go hand in hand?
Well, first of all, the first question that you have to ask yourself every day is, am I suffering? Are you in pain? Are you in emotional pain? Are you in physical pain? Is there a thought, something that's going through your head that's creating suffering? Okay. So then you have two choices when you figure out that you are, in fact, suffering. And I talk a lot about the core And that core, for people that don't know what that is this little light tube that runs through the middle of your body. It's that infinite, eternal connection to God. And I liken it to being in the flow. So the visual I always give my clients is it would be like if you were on a raft in a river flowing downstream and the current's just taking you. There's no effort. There's no work. It's just effortless. That's what it's like when you're in your core. And when you're in your core, this is what I call the magic zone. This is where the healing occurs. This is where the magic happens. Now, how do you know if you're in your core? Again, everything's easy. It's effortless. You're neutral. There's no preference. There's no attraction aversion. You know, you're always wanting something you don't have, and you're always wanting to avoid that pain or something that you do have. And I call neutrality the doorway out of suffering. You have to come to a place of neutrality first, where you almost don't care whether you heal or you don't heal. The bottom line is if you're suffering, you're not in your core and your energy is not high. We need to raise our vibration every single day in order to be able to heal. You need to be in that state of happiness, of joy, of bliss, of playing. And when we are in a high state, that goodness comes to you. That higher frequency comes in you so that you can start to let go of the pain and the suffering and the things that no longer serve you. And when I started this, like I said, I didn't even know what happiness was. I didn't know what love was. I didn't even know how to get it. I'm like, how do you experience something that you've never experienced before? So the first thing that happened to me is my guides came through and they said, go to a park. We want you to go watch the children play. And we want you to just sit and observe. I must have sat in a park for probably 4 hours and watched these kids play and realized that they didn't think. There was no thinking. They literally just went wherever their feet took them. They didn't stand and analyze things. They just ran from place to place. They laughed. They giggled. They were on the ground. They were doing somersaults. They were doing flip-flops. I mean, it was just this contagious behavior. And then I even took it a step further. I started to watch the animals. And I watched how they interacted with one another and what they did. And I just started to smile. And then, as I was sitting out there, the voices came into my guides came through again, and they were like, what puts a smile on your face? What makes you happy? Now, that was easy because I knew that the things I liked, I loved animals, I loved children, I loved being outside in nature. I love the sun. And by the way, the wind is really kicking in right now. So we've got the elements really coming forward that are going to help us with the healings and to clean and to purify things out. So, but that was kind of the beginning of my process and realizing that we have to be in that high state of vibration and we have to change our level of perception, how we view things. Literally, our healing, we access it. I mean, sorry to hear. Healing is already here. Perfect health is already here. Happiness and health is already here. It lives within us, but we have to go inwards to access it. And that's what a lot of people don't know how to do. And we have to learn to just be, and to not look for problems. Because when we look for problems, we create problems. So I teach people how to look for solutions and how to be co-creators and to create what they want. So we have to see and we have to be able to feel what we want, and then we have to choose it. So, again, like I said, if you're a person like me, there are people out there that literally don't know. They've never experienced joy. They've been in abusive relationships. They grew up in families where there was no light or love, no happiness, no play. So we first have to sometimes teach people how to play and what it is and how to incorporate it into your daily life. Just face it, this world, we're taught to go, 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 do, busy, 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 busy. we don't take time for ourselves. I actually pencil into my calendar every day, 10, 15 minute slots, you know, every 2 hours. And I just take a break. I go stand outside. I inhale let the feel the wind blowing on my face. Maybe it's go run around the block, get down on my hands and knees and play with my animals. Animals, seriously, are the best way to bring that inner child out, that play. They're just unconditional love. They come here to teach us how to play, how to have fun, and how to love. So we incorporate a lot of animals into, you know, people that really, really do not know what happiness and joy is. But I want, what I really want, Ian, for people to realize, that's your true state. Happiness is already within you. It's already there. Perfect health is already there. What keeps us from experiencing it is our thoughts and our identity and attachment to disease, to illness, to depression. So that's it. We just have to simply raise our perception, change our thoughts, and that health will start to shine through, and the happiness and the joy. So it is a choice. You got to get up every day. Yeah, you literally have to get up. Sometimes, it is, Ian. You know, when I first started this, you know, we can even do this right now. It's just a really simple exercise. I tell people that when they get up in the morning, they may feel really awful. Maybe they didn't have a good night's sleep. Maybe they've awakened with a headache, or they just don't want to get up and go to work. So they're already starting with this whole bunch of negativity. So I teach everybody the first thing to do before you even get out of bed is to start your day with gratitude. Thank whatever it is that you have. And put a smile on your face, whether you want to or not. And you can actually practice. Just make a frown right now. Just you know, feel that anger. Feel the, maybe it's the anxiety and the tenseness. And now do the opposite. Just lift your mouth. Put a smile on your mouth. Feel the corners of your mouth go up. Feel the relaxation come in and feel that change. I mean, sometimes it's very subtle. For me now, it's like 180-degree change. It's so much easier to smile than it is to be in that angry state, but it's a choice that you have to make, literally. And it's not a hard one. You literally just press it. Here's something else my guides did one day. This was a story that was, it's pretty funny, because I didn't know how to laugh. I was so serious growing up. So I'm standing in my kitchen one day, and I hear, laugh. And I'm like, what do you mean laugh? And they're like, just laugh. I'm like, well, I don't know how to laugh. And they're like, we know, but we want you to laugh. So I'm having this debate with them, and they're like, just do it. I'm like, okay. So here I am standing in the kitchen, my two dogs at my feet, and I let out this sound that sounded kind of like a croak. I'm not kidding you. And I looked down. First of all, I didn't recognize the noise that came out of me. And my dogs were looking at me with such a look of what in the world was that, that I literally just burst out into a fit of, you know, when you go into a hysterical laughter that you can't stop. I mean, I had tears coming down my face. And it was such a relief. It was such a cleanse and a healing. So sometimes you have to force yourself to do the things that you're uncomfortable doing it in order to get to the breakthrough. And that's what really happened with me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I had to be pushed at times.
You know, I was going to talk a little bit about that. I'll have you talk about that, which you just have. But, you know, you bring such a it's really a fresh perspective to this, you know, to make the connection between happiness and healing. And what I was going to ask you, though, which you've spoken a little bit about, but so often we get caught up in victim mentality or self-sabotaging behaviors, or, you know, what would you say to someone who is in pain, you know, making, you know, obviously, you know, we can work with someone like you who can really, you know, take us by the hand and help us, I would say through, but really initially out of that situation we're in, because we go, you know, when we're in that hole, there's like a little bit of light up top, and, you know, that climb up that little, you know, it's like we're in the bottom of a well, and that it's a long climb. You know, what would you say to someone who just feels either in pain or maybe depressed or anxious or and just doesn't have the courage or the fortitude to start that climb?
Yeah, well, first of all, that's where you definitely take a session, because that's when we can break through, okay, some of those barriers to give you a fresh start and to give you that added strength and courage. But I live that, okay? So it's, I will tell you, it does take strength, it does take courage, and it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of what I call fake it till you believe it. Bottom line is, you have to make the choice. I did not want to play with sick and being unhealthy. I wanted to choose to play and to create healthiness and perfect health. So, and I lived in pain. Trust me, there were days I literally could not open up my eyes. I could not get out of bed. If I moved an arm, it hurt. It wears you out. It makes you sick to your stomach. But I didn't want to live like that. So I would trick my mind. I would just tell my mind, I'm not listening to you today. That's not who I am. I'm not pain. I'm not this body. I'm not these thoughts. I'm not these emotions. I'm not going to listen to you today. And I chose to not listen to my mind. And instead, I would go into visualization techniques. I would visualize myself literally. And this doesn't take any effort, because you don't have to do anything. If you're in pain, you sit in a chair, you lay in your bed, you do without having to create that movement and more pain. So you go into the visualization, and some people, believe it or not, can't even visualize. Then you just have to go in strictly with knowing and intention. And I would choose what I wanted. I love the mountains. I love to be outside, and I love to walk. So I would visualize just breathing in God's healing light. I would breathe in his healing into every single cell of my body. I would tell myself I was breathing in perfect health. And believe it or not, after about 5 minutes, my pain would start to recede. So then I would sit up on the side of the bed, and I would go further. I'm like, I would be visualizing myself running up and down the mountains. I was doing flip-flops. I was doing cartwheels. And I focused on that. I never took my vision off of that. And not only that, what I really tuned into was the feeling. How did it feel knowing that I was no longer in pain? I was no longer depressed. It brought such freedom. It brought in such relaxation. It brought in such happiness, knowing that there was no restrictions, that I could do anything, anywhere, anytime, and that I was in control of my body. And I would feel into that day in and day out. Got to the point where I could get up, and I was able to walk from the bed to the bathroom. And it would hurt. Every step would hurt. And I would deny it. I'm like, nope, 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 we're not going there. I feel great. My feet are perfect. And I would turn every negative into the positive. And I had to do this for 2 years. Every single day for 2 years I did this. Because what we do, we're always creating. We are creating with our thoughts. We create our future. So by doing what I was doing, turning everything from the negative into the positive, I was creating my future. And it took 2 years, and 100% completely cured. I don't have fibromyalgia. I refuse to identify with it. I refuse to claim it. I refuse to attach to the label. I don't even like saying the words. So I just raised my perception. I saw myself as perfect health, and that's where I sat day in and day out. And it would work for, you know, in the beginning, 5-10 minutes, I would get relief. And then the pain would come back, and then it'd start all over again. So, like I said, you have to be patient. And the thing is, everybody's path is different, Ian. Everybody's karma is different. Everybody's lessons are different. Some people heal instantly. Some people may take a little bit longer. But everybody can heal. I want to give you a story. And this is what really, really, really showed me that when you don't identify and you don't believe that anything is possible. My neighbor across the street came to me one day. This is my favorite story. This is what got me really doing this work. She told me her daughter was 8 months pregnant, and the baby, they were being told by the doctors that the baby had a brain abnormality. They were going to have to take it early, and it would either not live or it may live for about 6 weeks. So the grandmother came over. I was doing a Reiki session on her, and all of a sudden the baby came through, and I could see the baby plain as day. And Mother Mary had the baby's head in her hands, and Jesus had his hands on her heart, and her whole body was just lit up, this beautiful golden white. And I looked at my friend, and I said, there is nothing wrong with this baby. And long story short, I was not going to be home when the baby was being born, so I said, please call me. I really need this validation. I was brand new to my healing. This was my very first, you know, true vision. And she called to say the baby had been born, but she didn't know anything yet. And 5 hours later, she calls me back, and she says, well, the doctors walked in. There were three of them, and they had all the lab tests. They had the ultrasounds and the blood work and everything, and they're looking very dejected. They were preparing for the worst. All of a sudden, the doctors literally just dropped everything on the ground, and they were just dancing around the room, and they're like, we don't know what has happened, because based upon this, and this, your baby should either be brain dead or, you know, not in good shape, and you have a perfectly healthy, normal baby girl. And that's when I realized that if somebody gives you a diagnosis, gives you a label, don't believe it. It doesn't mean you're going to be cured. It's up to God, but infinite potentiality, anything is possible. So that was just, to me, one of the most incredible stories. I will never forget it. And I told her I had to hold that little baby girl when she was born, because she was truly a miracle. And she had come to me twice before, too, before she was born, and real feisty personality. She kept saying to me, why is everybody poking me and prodding me? Just leave me alone. I'll come out when I'm ready to come out. And I'm like, I have to just hold this precious little baby girl. She was an angel.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, anything is possible, and that's what I want people to truly know, and that even though you're hurting, even though you're in pain, you can't overcome it. Your body's job heals. I mean, your body is made to heal itself every single day. Everything regenerates, and that's where you come in, though, when you get those people that are really struggling. That's where the session really comes in to help. It truly does. Because I can hold the space, raise the vibration to give them a running start. So
beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing the stories and the wisdom. Let's do this. Let's go to the phones and start speaking to some in the community who would love to talk with you. So again, everyone, star 2 if you're on the phone, if you'd like the opportunity to speak with Shelley. Now, of course, if you joined late, you might not have heard. So Shelley is a medical intuitive, and then the question that she'll mostly be helping you with, but of course you're free to ask anything that you're guided to ask regarding really your body mostly. You can ask where the blockage is to your happiness. So if some of you are not feeling the happiness, feeling joy, there could very well be a blockage. And so I think, you know, you're here on the phone or on this call, and this is a wonderful opportunity for you to hopefully get a reading. So I'm going to go through as many as I can on the web as well, but let's start with the phone. So let's go to Washington, Virginia. The last 4 digits of the phone number are 9248. Washington, Virginia, you're on live with Shelley.
Yes, hi, Ian. Hi, Shelley. This is Kara, and what is the blockage to my happiness? Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm actually feeling pretty happy. I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Can you say that? I'm feeling pretty happy, but if... Okay.
Yep, I just lost you.
Are you
there?
I just
lost you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you are feeling... So you do experience happiness?
Yes.
Perfect. Awesome. Right now, one of the blocks is the solar plexus. And actually, it looks like you have a little bit of an entity in there. And I'm going to go in and I'm just going to ask that this energy unwind, transform, dissipate. Do you have a lot of bloating in your stomach?
Not really, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, good. You may now. So just hang on a second because I'm spinning your chakra counterclockwise. Yeah, you actually have a lot of happiness within you. There's not, to be honest with you, there's not a real, real big block. However, we're going to go into the heart just a little bit.
Okay.
And, okay, yes, there was an entity that cleared out of the solar plexus. And I'm actually, believe it or not, this is coming from a past life, and it's very, very, very old and very deep. But we do have a layer of depression, believe it or not, even though you do experience that happiness. There is a little bit of grief and depression sitting in there, and it comes from an abandonment issue. So we're just going to ask that this transform, dissipate, and neutralize now, please. And actually, you have a lot more. The dolphins are coming in. There's actually a lot more laughter and joy coming in. You love to laugh, do you not?
I do.
Yeah, you love to laugh, and that's actually one of your gifts. You actually have the gift to be able to somebody walks into the room and they're just drawn to your energy because they feel that high vibration. They feel that laughter within you, but you need to use it even more. The angels really want you to express it when you're out and amongst people, and your laugh has the ability to just heal people simply by you laughing and being in the room with you. So that's a very strong gift. Most people don't have that. And there's also an energy on the back of your spine. If you would like for me to release that, I will. It's right in the middle of your back.
Sure.
I'm just going to open up that spine and allow that energy to move. Just looks like a little bit of stagnation. A little bit of a blockage. There we go. Just bringing in a very peaceful, soothing energy. And I'm bringing in God's gold and white light to your spine right now. And I'm just opening up your crown, getting a little bit of a headache, so we're just releasing some of this energy. There we go. How do you feel? Lighter?
I feel, yes, more free. And I love it, what you said about laughing, and I'm going to keep doing that. I'll do more and more.
It's
Thank
a gift.
You.
It's truly a gift that you have, and you really need to share that because so many people do not know how to laugh. I was one of them. I'm not kidding you. And it's a huge gift that you have. So good job. Angels.
Thank
are actually,
you, Shelly.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
you've
Sarah.
Got a
Much
circle love. Of angelic presence. I just want her to know that. She's got the dolphins and the monkeys. She's also got a lot of the animal totems around her. So very cool.
Well, thank you. So I'm actually going to switch over. I'm being guided to go more to the web right now. Sometimes we don't get to as many web questions. So there's no interaction here. So there's just going to be a question.
Sure.
And then we'll just go through the list. So this is France in Montreal, Quebec. Her name is France. What is the blockage to my happiness? I'm a happy person, yet I'm often told that energetically I feel quote-unquote, sad.
Yeah, she's got a lot of the collective conscious. Her nature is happiness, but she has a tendency to pick up on, she's an empath, so she does pick up on the collective conscious, and I'm just going to clear her of that. She's also not fully grounded, so I'm going to fully ground her into her body and into her heart space. And when I ground people, I'm literally just bringing their souls into their body and allowing them to be very, very present in the here and the now. She also, I opened up some of her meridians and really aligned the meridians. There we go. Especially that lung meridian. And there's also a little bit of a disconnect between the lower chakras and the upper. So we're just going to see if we can open those up and get a real nice flow. Yeah, she is a very happy person by nature, as is everyone, but it's just that collective. She picked up, it's kind of, I see it as a cloud, and it's just that collective purge that's happening right now. And I see it just as a, it's like a net or a wave that just clears off and around. And I'm just bringing in a golden white light to really purify, and a pink pearlescent energy that will really help raise that vibration even more and to keep her in that frequency. There we go. Beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, this is Gita from Velia, V-E-J-L-E, I can't pronounce it. I have to look it up.
Mm.
Gita, what is the block to my happiness and joy in life?
She doesn't have enough hope. She doesn't have enough faith. She doesn't have enough trust. And she's got a lot of depression sitting within her. There's about four layers of depression. Some of it's from this physical lifetime, but there's about six to seven past lives, and it almost looks like it runs in the ancestral lineage. So we're just going to see if we can go in and clean up that ancestral lineage on the maternal and the paternal sides. And, we've got a lot of grief sitting within the lungs. So I'm just going to transform, dissipate, neutralize, just allow these emotions to move through. And the key with emotions is that we don't try and change them. We don't try to push them away because they don't feel good. The trick is we want to sit with them. We want to acknowledge them and we want to feel them. And when we can sit there and just be with them, and this is what I love to do in the sessions, we just help so that we can transform it. And it's like bringing them back into your core and they just neutralize. So we've got one layer that's dissolving in her right now, and she might start to feel dizzy, even a little bit sick to her stomach. Okay, there goes a second layer, and that's about, they're not going to allow me to go any deeper. We can only do the two layers today. So I'm going to bring in, and I really want her to stay on and really do this bliss activation. We're going to bring in, start to run in some happiness, frequencies of happiness and joy right now so that we can get a head start on her. And I'm really opening up her crown. She's got a lot of blocked energy, so. Opening that all up now. There we go. Nice shift right there. She also has an incredibly busy mind, which we need to still that a little bit through meditation and a session. And my MP3s with the stillness activation would help her there.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Karen from upstate New York. I'm wondering if you can see a blockage in me. I'm finding very little joy in life and have no patience.
Yeah, basically, she's not living from within her core. And she's in that huge state of what I call attraction and aversion. And literally, the doorway out of suffering is coming back into our core. And I'm going to help her do that right now because she doesn't even know what it feels like to truly be in her core. Oh, and there's not just impatience. We've got a lot of anger in the liver. Just going to transform that now, neutralize that. All right, and she's not in her body at all. So she likes to float up in the heavens here. I've got to really pull her into her body. there's a lot of avoidance. She's trying to avoid the pain. She's avoiding everything, really, really wanting. And the more you want and the more you avoid, the more you bring that to you. So that's where we have to come into that neutrality, that place of acceptance, allowance, and not caring whether we heal or we don't heal. And once we can come to that place of neutrality, that's when the magic starts to happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually doing a neutrality activation on her. This will happen in her own timing. And she's got heart walls, and I can't go into that right now because that's too big of a process. So she needs to learn how to receive.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I want these people to let me know how they're feeling. I would love for them to write in if they can.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. So if you if you've had Shelley work with you, just give us a comment, and it'd be nice for you to share that. This is Par. Actually, my name is Patricia, she says. It seems I've never known how to have fun or to play. Can you help me figure out how to heal this?
Yeah, well, one of the secrets I'm going to give you, there's a couple of things. The one is what I did. You go to a park and you watch these children play. You watch the children play. You watch the animals play. But some of you who aren't interested in kids and animals, and there are people out there like that, the first question I would ask you is, what makes you happy? And in the beginning, I had to do a lot of soul searching. I wasn't even aware of this. And there were certain things that I knew, but you need to start to make a list. And if you don't know, I want you to try 3 new things every day. Maybe it's go spend some time outside, take a walk. Maybe it's exercise. Maybe it's take a yoga class. Maybe it's taking an art class. Maybe it's simply going to Starbucks and sitting down with a cup of coffee. Maybe it's going out with a friend. Maybe it's taking a bath. When you don't know what it is that makes you happy, you have to experiment. You have to try things. And then you know, I like it or I don't like it. Like, I don't like to paint. I tried a painting class, did not like it. I tried taking will you do mosaics? Didn't have the patience to sit down and do it. What brings me the most pleasure is go sit in a lounge chair and let that sun beat on me, and I'm the happiest person alive. Some people, it's exercise. So you've got to experiment. You've got to really figure it out what it is that you like and you don't like. And then you have to incorporate that into your day. And you may have to write it into your calendar and learn to incorporate that 5-10 minutes at a time. And like I said, this was took me almost a year to really discover who I was, what I liked, what I didn't like. And it can be very simple things, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to cost money. I like to go just sit by the water, put my feet in the water and watch the ducks swim and watch the movement of the water. So there's so many different things, but I'm opening up. There's almost a victimization pattern that I'm going to clear. There's some programming and some limiting core beliefs, and I'm not even going to mention what they are. Some of them don't need to be said. Some of them are private, happened in some past lives, but we're going to go in and we're going to clear that right now. There's a lot of trauma, a lot of pain, and a lot of grief that needs to be dealt with, and most of this has been brought in from some past lives. So I'm just going to clear all of this right now. You might get a little bit sick to your stomach from this. I also have some entities. And when I do the process, because we're going to clear entities and stuff, we're going to go deeper. I'll do that in the process with you to save time here so that we can get to more people.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, this one is more of a question where they're asking you to actually identify. So this is Albert from New York, and he says, hello, Shelley. I am suffering from several very painful illnesses that are debilitating. I would like Shelley to scan me and find out what is going on and how I can recover. Thank you so much. Can you help, Albert?
Yeah, it looks like we have some autoimmune diseases, and it almost looks like the heart. So this is a little more complicated. I would highly suggest a session. What I do, and I'll do a little bit of work right now, we really have to work on the brain and clearing the confusion from all of the systems. We have a lot going on. I'm just going to do a little bit of brain activation with the brain waves. We've got a lot of healing taking place in the heart right now. And this is all layers of the heart. This is not just the physical. This is the mental, emotional, spiritual. And I'm going to open up your pathways of elimination, asking for healthy, proper, normal elimination daily. Again, this is not just in the physical sense. This is a mental, emotional, spiritual, causal, and astral. And this is how we process our emotions. This is how we release. I'm going to speed everything up. Boy, and that central nervous system is a mess. So I'm going to make some repair work. And we're going to upgrade that central nervous system. And I'm actually going to coat the central nervous system in a very calming, soothing energy. And then the kidneys are calling out to me big time. So I'm going to send in some healing to both of the kidneys, asking that they return to their optimum level of perfection, performing in a more joyful, harmonious manner. Getting all the organs and all the systems working together, communicating with one another, talking with one another, and functioning in a more harmonious manner, please. I have a lot of disconnect with the, each organ has a soul. And some of the, there's like a fight. It's like they're not agreeing with what they're doing. One wants to take control. It's really interesting how these organs communicate with me. So we've got to get everything in alignment, communicating with one another, and really clearing those confusions. But we also have ancestral issues, past life issues, and we have a lot of limiting core beliefs that you're being punished and that you can't heal. And we're just going to clear those limiting beliefs. And I want you to have faith and trust and know that you can heal. And you're not being punished. So much sadness. We're just going to lift that sadness out. And that you are loved and you are love. I'm just giving you a big hug. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You can do this. I'm talking to your soul now. Do you mind if I just take like 30 seconds and do some soul language to connect with his soul, Ian? He really
needs this. Just a second here.
Again, there we go. Please stay on the line because I really want to clear you and bring you back to that state of sovereignty too. So we just have your energy and only your energy in you. When I do soul language, Ian, I'm literally, it's my soul connecting to his soul. I'm not channeling anything. I'm literally, it's our two souls connecting with one another. So it's a little bit different than light language. And a lot of my MP3s will have the soul language in it. It takes the healing deeper. I want to do one more thing on him. This is really important. I really want to activate your DNA for a deeper healing, please. There we go. There. Okay. Good. That was a good shift. Drink a lot of water, please. I want you to stay very, very, very hydrated tonight.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to give everyone an opportunity to find out how they can work with you. But before we do that, I was actually going to segue to that. But then I was looking at one of the, while you were doing that, one of the testimonials from one of your clients and how you worked with her because she had
digestive issues. And so the question that I was going to ask you was from, I was going to come back to Renee from Shingletown and later, but I'm guided to take this question now. So Renee from Shingletown, she says, I've had stomach issues all of my life, and I would really like to know what is at the core of it and how I can heal it forever. She goes on to say, I am an empath and an energy healer, and I've helped others, but this is the one thing that I haven't seemed to be able to heal myself. And she does. She believes it has to do with genetic lineages. But if you can see if you can help Renee from Shingletown and her digestive or her stomach issues.
Yeah, it's a combination. There's so much coming forward. Not only is it the ancestral and the DNA genetic makeup, there's past life issues that she brought forward where she had chronic illnesses in the gut. And not only that, the gut, every single disease seriously starts from an unhealthy gut. We have the brain, the heart, and the gut. Those three centers have to be very strong. They all work together. The gut, we have a lot. What I'm going to do right now for her is I'm just going to remove some of this cold, dark energy that's in the whole digestive tract. And I'm going to bring in a higher light quotient. And she, because she's an empath, she holds everything within the gut. She takes everything into that stomach area. There's suppression. There's stagnation. She just holds everything within that gut area. We're just going to remove all these blockages, all this stagnation, all the suppression. She's also picking up on the collective, and it goes right into that gut. But we're also doing healing on the tissues. We've got a little bit of leaky gut going on. I'm actually going to bring in some nourishment that the cells and the tissues need. And I'm going to bring in, ask that the peristaltic movement return to its normal functioning without going into overwhelm, please. We've got a lot of, almost like the nerve endings are kind of frozen, so we're just going to go into that central nervous system too. And all the knotty points along the spine that relate to the digestion into the stomach, asking everything to wake up and to return to their perfection, please. Yep, you know how to do this. Having to talk to her soul right now, asking her soul to really come forward. And we're not going to identify with these problems anymore. This is not who you are. We're just going to change our level of perception. I'm actually using a technique right now I'm not going to go into. If she wants a session, I can kind of tell her what I'm doing. But give me 2 seconds to do this, please. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. She's got some bloating right now. In a couple of hours, that should start to go down. Again, please drink a lot of water. And I will also suggest that she goes to my website and get my Healthy Gut MP3. And if I don't have it up there for sale, she can reach out to me, and I will have my assistant get that to her. That will benefit her greatly.
Wonderful.
Oh, they're also and letting me know. What's her name again?
Renee.
Renee, they're going to be working on you. They're telling me the next 2 hours. So she's going to have energy running through her for the next 2 hours. They've got some work, but they have to move a little bit slowly with her because she's got a sensitive nervous system. So they just kind of move a little bit more slowly. They don't want to send her into overwhelm. That's all. Beautiful. She'll also benefit from the clearing, especially since she's an empath.
Okay. Well, since we're speaking about working with you, let's do this. So, everyone, if you're on the webinar page, and so, by the way, everyone, we'll go to the phones after this, and then we also have the Bliss activation. So there's still more to come. But I wanted to share with you how you can work with Shelley and what her offer is today first. So if you are on the webinar page, click on the special offer button that's underneath Shelley's photograph. And that'll take you to her offer page.
And if you're not on the webinar page, then you would just type in WOTAshow.com, WOTAshow.com/Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, and then the number 5. Everything's lowercase, WOTAshow.com/Shelley5, and you'll be taken to her Choose Happiness for Perfect Health offer. So, Shelley, you've got 3 options here. It's a very, very extensive program that you've put together, so thank you. And there's also option 3 is the is it two options, sorry, there's two options.
Yeah,
that includes the session to work with you. So if you could just take us through what you've put together, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, for package A, we've got all our MP3s, and what I did and how I came up with these MP3s are all of the problems that I've been seeing with my clients right now. So it's the energy that's coming through right now, and that's what precipitated all of these MP3s. The first one is yeast, mold, fungus, candida. So we literally go in and we clear the cold, dark, dank energy. We clear the tissues. We light up your digestive fires. We open up all the pathways of elimination like we did on all layers. And we go in and clear inflammation in the body, especially the brain. And we're strengthening the microbiome in your gut, balancing your doshas, the elements in your body, detoxing all your organs. Basically, all of these MP3s all kind of interrelate because every system works together. And whenever you make a change somewhere, everything changes. So we go in and we're just covering ancestral issues. We're removing limiting core beliefs basically in every MP3. Now, what I love about I've had a lot of success with the gut problems. I've had people with Crohn's disease problems with digestion their entire lives, and I've had great success in helping with this, so I love it. Now, candida is, that is a little bit, I go into the candida and the yeast, like I said. I explain diet because this takes a little bit longer to clear. So this, you'll be, literally be playing every day, every single day, and there's some discussion in there too. Then we go into healthy teeth and gums. Almost every single client that I deal with clenches and grinds their teeth at night. So we go in and we have to do a complete alignment, basically all of the bones starting from the brain all the way down. We have to strengthen muscles. And what I do is I go in and we clear on all layers. So I clear the memory imprints and impressions of the grinding, of the clenching, literally on all layers of existence into infinity. Simply by doing that, I've had 2 clients who contacted me. They'd been sleeping with mouth guards and realized that a week later, they didn't even have to sleep with their guards anymore. They were waking up with migraines, no more migraines, no more stress, no more pain in the scalp. It's amazing. I was even surprised with all of the results that I've been getting with this. And we really go in and clear the emotions, because what happens when we grind and clench at night, we're suppressing a lot of anger, resentment, irritation, things that we just can't let out. So we just tense up at night. So we go in, clear all of that. I'm removing, again, the inflammation, stimulating the nerves and the gums and the teeth, working on teeth and or the tooth enamel, strengthening that, clearing plaque and tartar. We open up the meridians and the pressure points around each of the teeth, even work on balancing the reflux that comes up because those acids come up at night and damage the teeth. And at the end, we go into a soul language, really deepens everything. Clear hearing. Excuse me, please. I've had a lot of clients that have had trouble hearing, some with tinnitus where they get constant ringing in the ears. I've had a lot of people with scarring because they grew up with a lot of ear infections and we ended up with a lot of scar tissues. So again, we're going in, we're balancing everything. We're I bring in an emerald green healing that literally goes through both of the ears. We're bringing in more happiness and joy so that you can hear literally through God's ears. Allowing you to see the beauty, hearing the beauty, seeing the beauty and the positivity in the world around you. Limiting core beliefs about as we age, our hearing declines. Raising your frequency, again, going into the soul language. Had a client who was having, absolutely just couldn't hear. And we went in and did a healing, and then what happened was she was finally able to hear. She had had a trauma. She was hit upside her head in a past life. So we removed that, and she was able to hear again. And what happened was, because she wasn't used to hearing, the sound was really bothering her. She really had a sensitivity. Everything was too loud. So then we had to go in and calm down the sensitivity, and it's amazing what happens. It just, okay, so happy eyes is the next one. A lot of people having problems with seeing far and near, and we go in and we optimize your vision, bringing it back to that state of perfection, that 20/20 vision. We're normalizing the pressure by letting go and surrendering all of that pressure buildup, clearing the stress and the strain from the eyes, clearing harmful images and damaging impressions that are lodged in the eyes from past life issues, bringing in any needed repairs to the optic nerves, clearing floaters and debris, bringing in retinal repair and rejuvenation, heal scarring and damage around the macula. I've had a lot of people with macular degeneration that have actually gone into remission with it. I also get a lot of people with severe dry eyes. This is where we need to go in and balance your doshas. That's an Ayurvedic term for those of you not familiar with that. We have kapha, vata, and pitta, and what happens is we get heat, we get dryness, so we have to go in and balance those doshas and the elements in the body. Again, clearing those aging programs that we walk around with. And we also have a lot of allergies that surround the eyes, so we go in and clear that. There's a lot more. Edema,
yeah.
All sorts of things. Yeah. All right, so foot and ankle health. Oh, boy. I have so many people that have broken bones, that have plantar fasciitis, that have chronic weakness in the ankles from sprains. So again, we're going in and clearing all the memory impressions and imprints of the weaknesses, the imbalances. We have to strengthen the muscles. Sometimes we need to relax. It's a fine balance. Again, going into the ancestral lineage, clearing up diseases, traumas, repairing and regenerating nerves. Find out that we have a lot of nerve damage. We'll get neuropathy from diabetes, heel fractures that didn't set properly or haven't healed, bringing in, again, that fluidity and that flexibility, the ease of the movement, being able to move forward in life with grace, ease, courage, being able to walk and stand for hours. I have people who have very hard jobs where they're on their feet 19, 20 hours, and it's all they can do to function. And we kind of change their perspective and the way they think of their feet, and that you can stand for 19 hours without being in pain. We work on swelling, increasing circulation, clearing the edema, releasing trigger points. Plantar fascia is a big one in this. Fixing tears, inflammation, thickening, thinning, scarring, aligning everything. And then we go into the skin issues, such as corns, cracked dry feet, ingrown toenails, infections, athlete's foot, and again, soul language. And we have the strong heart. This is a biggie, because when it comes to healing, you have to be able to receive, and you can only receive to the extent that the heart's open. And a lot of people put up heart walls and barriers in order to protect themselves and to not be able to feel. So the first thing we have to do is really go in and remove the heart walls and the barriers. Depression is what sits within the heart. Can come from rejection, separation, abandonment issues. We're doing that. we're working on blockages, we're actually doing structural repairs, working on inflammation, restoring the elasticity to every part of the cardiovascular system, normalizing the blood pressure, pulse rate, correcting heart murmurs, again, increasing oxygenation and circulation to the entire body. Basically, clearing restrictions, constrictions, and blockages that are anywhere within the body, healing the plaque buildup, healing arrhythmias, normalizing your cholesterol, and there's a lot more. The list goes on. We go into ancestral issues. Again, we go into soul language to the end. Soul language to me is seriously the most powerful. It takes everything even deeper. All right, the kidneys, adrenals, and bladder support. This is a big one because we've got so much electromagnetic static. The energy of the earth is increasing daily. Our kidneys and our adrenals are so stressed. So I don't even think I listed it in here, but I do a thymus activation where I kind of relieve some of the, it takes over the function of clearing the electromagnetic static, and we transform it, and then we store it in the lower Dantian point. That takes some of the pressure off the kidneys and the adrenals. But again, it's opening up all the pathways of elimination. We're cutting cords, clearing entities that affect the kidneys and the adrenals. We're clearing the inflammation. We're making structural corrections, a big one with the kidneys, and this is a really cool one. We work on the kidney stones, and I had a client who had had kidney stones for a long time. Her left kidney was literally just full. So we just brought in the intention that we were going to go in kind of like with a jackhammer, and we were just going to start to break up these kidney stones and to the consistency of sand so that they could easily just pass through the bladder. And she literally called me. And she said, you're not going to believe this, but I just went to the bathroom. And I turned around and looked. She said, there's no pain. But she said, I absolutely couldn't believe it. There was sand at the bottom of the toilet.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
She said, not a little, a lot. And
wow.
I was
oh, my gosh.
Absolutely I was laughing. It
beautiful,
was awesome.
Lovely.
I mean, you just don't know how the angels are going to work and what they're going to do. So if I bring in nutrients and supplements and nourishment that the organs and the tissues and the cells need, bringing in more life force. Again, it's asking that thymus to take over, clearing exhaustion. Our kidneys and our adrenals get so stressed, so we really charge them up. Clearing the disease, the pain, trauma, abnormalities, malfunctions, bacteria, viruses. And a big one, especially with the kidneys, neutralizing the harmful effects of medication that's been taken over years for anything. We do a gentle, easy detox. Then we clear, recharge, and rejuvenate the adrenals. And then I activate some stem cell healing and rejuvenation to all of the organs. We align, reposition, and the bladder is also another one because a lot of, particularly in women, not so much men, but the women, our bladders tend to drop. So we really bring them back into its proper positioning. We strengthen the walls of the muscle. We clear the yeast, the diseases, the bacterias, and again, we go in and clear the harmful effects of medication. A lot of women have had to take a lot of medication with bladder infections. And, again, we bring in a very peaceful, soothing energy, and we deepen everything with the soul language. Happy hormones and endocrine system. This is huge for everybody. We go in. We activate the hypothalamus. We're making sure that it's functioning properly, balancing the chemicals in the brain. And we heal and upgrade the endocrine system. Removing calcifications from the pineal gland, activating the pituitary gland, bringing in whatever it needs to function at its optimum level. Then we go into your thyroid where we heal, correct, repair, even the hypothyroid. We bring in iodine and other essential nutrients. and we clear the electromagnetic static, reducing inflammation in the pancreas. We focus on the reproductive organs, balancing the hormones, increasing or decreasing as needed. Bring in rejuvenation, regeneration. Again, it's that stem cell growth wherever it's needed. And a big one that we work on here is correcting and normalizing the circadian rhythms and the sleep cycles. A lot of times it means bringing in more serotonin, more melatonin, more endorphins, cleaning and repairing the auric field, correcting the appetite, your metabolism, your libido, past, present, and future lives, clearing, and again, soul language. Muscles, tendons, and ligaments, this is a big one. So many people are experiencing pain. So again, we go into a complete spinal adjustment where we align. Some things need strengthened and relaxed. Again, higher spirit in yourself makes the corrections here. We balance your doshas, upgrade the elements in your body. We bring in pain relief. Again, we're clearing the ancestral lineage. Disconnecting and untethering from the collective. Calling in nourishment from the angelic realm. We've got the crystal plant animal kingdoms that come in here. We're releasing pain, constrictions, restrictions, tightness. I go in and smooth out the myofascial tissue. We clear trigger points. Bringing in trust, sense it all as well, joy, happiness, really raising everybody's frequency here. Speeding up the chakras. We're clearing and healing scar tissue, adhesions, autoimmune issues, reducing inflammation, excess heat from your body, clearing the harmful effects of stress that affect the entire body, past injuries, surgeries, deformities, traumas, accidents, infections, clearing all the memory imprints and impressions from this, repairing and healing nerves. And then we go into heel thinning and tearing, the tearing of muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And we really activate the parathyroid to help aid in healing of any bone spurs. See a lot of bone spurs in people's shoulders, knees, and the feet. Again, we bring balance and harmony into everything, and we deepen with the soul language. Brainwave attunement and activation is key. This is huge, 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 because the brain is what controls literally every system in your body. So we go in and we activate, we attune and harmonize the six brainwaves and the whole entire brain as a whole. I'm not even going to go into all the different brain waves. Just going to say we balance everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then I do that neutrality activation and attunement. This is huge. And the thing is, neutrality, it's the neutral observer. It already exists within us. This happens. There's nothing you have to do. It'll happen in your own timing, your own sequencing. But it really helps you to get out of that doorway of suffering and to bring you back to that core, that neutrality. And let's see. All right. So then everybody, go ahead. I'm sorry, Ian. Go ahead.
What are you going to say? No, I mean, well, I was going to say that, you know, maybe we can move on to the session at this point. Just to talk about your package B at this point.
Yeah, session are the B includes all of the MP3s. Both the A's and B's include a private Facebook page, and then you get your session with me. This is finally tuned and geared towards your own specific needs. And when I go in, the angels guide me. We go to where your blockages are, your limiting core beliefs. We go into the DNA, the RNA. We go into ancestral lineage issues. And there's pretty much nothing that is left unturned here. And by the end of it, you will experience and you will be feeling that perfection that you are. We open you up. You will feel lighter. You will feel more balanced. In alignment to that true happiness, that true state of perfection that you are. Every session is organic. Like I said, I go in as a blank slate. I don't tune into you until the session.
And God and the angels, literally, we just go right in. And we go to the blockages, the problems, and it's fun. That's the fun part. And again, what I like is that I also have the Facebook page. This is where you can interact more with me one-on-one. This is where you can ask questions. This is where you can gain support. I share tools and techniques with you. So you just get a lot more support. A lot of times I'll do Facebook live healings when I feel called to do it. So it's just an added support for everybody.
Wonderful. Wow. It seems like this would be everything that you need to get yourself, upgraded physically. Could you, there's so many things here. You know, if we just had to, pick one of those things, let's say, for example, mm-hmm. because I know, actually there's someone who wrote in here, and I'm going to say that, what's their name? Okay, so someone from Oxford in the United Kingdom was asking about their eyesight, literally. Oh, this is Gabriella. So Gabriella was asking about her eyesight. If she did this audio, that in and of itself, just the eyesight audio would be worth it because that would help relieve any of the issues that she's having.
Exactly.
So do you recommend that we listen to this entire range of audios? Maybe, of course, if we have something that is bothering us, we'd start with that one. But overall, would you say that it's beneficial to listen to all of them for like a physical upgrade?
Yeah, well, every single MP3 will automatically raise your vibration. When I do these MP3s, every single MP3, because what we're doing is we're returning you to a state of sovereignty. We're clearing you first so that the healing can go deeper. Then we go and we do the clearing, but we're raising your frequency with every single MP3. So it doesn't really matter which one you listen to. Your gut's going to lead you to where you want to go. I would say that the one that I would want you to start with would be the brainwave activation, so that we've got the brain totally activated, because that's what controls every system in the body. I would then go to the heart MP3. So I would listen to those two first. Then I would go to whatever one guides you. And you can listen to them. There's no set way. You can listen to them over and over again. You can listen to them silently, on loop. They will go deeper and deeper each time that you listen to them. And a lot of times what I want people to realize, too, especially with this call and with the group activation that we're going to be doing, is the group energy, the group synergy makes this very, very powerful. So those that aren't on here live and that tune into the replay, actually the power is usually more higher because of the collective synergy. But the MP3s that you're going to be raising, and I just want to caution you, though, go slowly, because these are very powerful and that soul language is very powerful. So listen to an MP3, see how your body's going to react, stay very hydrated, and realize that sometimes when you're clearing, some people can get worse because that's a very deep clearing. Some people will feel lighter. Everybody will react differently, and there's no right or wrong. It is just dependent upon how your body reacts. Some people will call back and say, I got a ton worse. I'm like, good, enjoy it, celebrate it. Because it means you are going deep. You are really, really clearing. That others, it can be very, very subtle. Sometimes subtle is more powerful than feeling it very deeply. So it is just dependent upon the individual. Mm-hmm. But yes, every MP3, we are real. The whole purpose of this package is to raise your frequency so that we can bring in more healing and a higher state of joy, so that you can start your process into that true healing.
Lovely, lovely. And then for those people who have either self-identified that there might be an issue, so for example, Renee, who was one of the people on the web, Renee knows that she's got gut issues. So that would be, she'd be a perfect person to work with you. So in that session, you would step into your medical intuitive role You would you do the scanning to identify. So if someone has something where they're not sure, you know, you know, I'm being bothered, but I'm not quite sure what it is. I've got some pain.
Yeah.
Then they would have a session with you, and you'd go in there. You'd focus on that. You'd identify it, and then do that healing around that, and bring in the laughter.
It's funny because the other thing I want everyone to realize, I work very closely with the animal kingdom. We've got the dolphins that come through with almost every single healing, and I've got a huge team that comes in, and I love it because every session is different. Every session is organic, but the whole goal is, my wish is that for those people, especially those who have never experience laughter, happiness, play, joy, that they're able to see that light. And you will. Trust me, if I can do this, I'm telling you, anybody can do this. Anybody. And I will be your biggest supporter and your biggest cheerleader. And like I said, we've got a ton of angelic presence here just right now. And the monkeys are actually coming in right now. So when we go into this bliss activation, we've got Buddha. He's coming through. We've got the dolphins. We've got the monkeys. We have got Jesus is coming in right now. And Mother Mary, they usually kind of work in tandem. So we've got a conglomerate. The angelic realm is really present right now. Yeah, this will be fun.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, let's take a couple more callers before we go into that activation, that bliss activation. So we've got Wilmington, North Carolina, don't make fun of my accent now, 6552, just kidding, 6552, I don't mind, you're on live, hi there.
Hello, thank you so much for taking my call, this just sounds wonderful, really enjoying all of the healing that's done. Hi.
Oh, good, I'm glad. How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. Could you scan me?
Yeah. What is your name?
Pamela.
What is your name? Pamela. Are you having any issues right off the bat? Just so I can tune in a little bit quicker?
A lot with my lower back, spine, and hips.
Okay. We definitely have an alignment issue. Looks like that right hip is a little bit higher than the left hip. Whew. We got a lot of, we need to open up that base, that spine. So give me just a second here. I'm going to go in and I'm going to really open up your spine. And we're going to bring in an alignment issue. You might actually feel some popping or some cracking. And where I'm really getting it is like the lumbar 3. And that right hip, and I'm also seeing a lot of nerve pain, a lot of inflammation. Your nerves are all red when I look into them. So we're going to bring in a very cooling energy. We're going to calm down the excess inflammation, normalize it, bring in that alignment. Now, again, like I said, whenever we bring an alignment in and we ask that all of the bones in the body, starting at the crown, we go all the way down, and we bring them back into their proper alignment. What happens is the muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments also have to come into alignment. Some of them are too tight, so we need expansion and relaxation, but some need strengthened. So we're just asking your higher self and spirit to make the corrections now. Do you have kids?
No.
Okay. All right. Do you have pain right now?
The left bottom.
Yeah. Would you say it's at about a 7 right now?
Yeah, it's like in the piriformis area.
Yeah. We're going to bring in some pain relief. Ooh, and some relaxation, yeah, and that nerve, oh, man. OK,
Okay, I'm going to bring that down to about a, you willing to bring it down to a zero? You ready for that? You ready
I'm
to
ready.
Surrender and let this go? All right, let's go. Bringing in the pain relief, the relaxation, the expansion. We're calming down that entire central nervous system. And again, that alignment. Everything is just off. Bringing you back into your core where the magic happens. Oh, and there's some past life issues in here. So I'm going to go up and clear these past life issues. And it almost looks like we've got something being removed from your spine. From a, it almost looks like you were a knife. Looks like a knife wound right into that lower spine on the left side. We're going to remove this. And it almost looks like we have an implant. So I'm going to command this implant. I'm just going to clear it right now. Archangel Michael's going to do this very gently. And I'm opening up that entire spine. Got a lot of blocked energy in the tailbone. So we're really opening up that base chakra in the tailbone area. Getting a real nice flow of energy going. Got some suppression. Even speaking your truth. Opening up that throat chakra. And that need to be liked. Just going to clear that. All right, I'm sensing the pain starting to come down to about a 2. How is it feeling right now?
It has. It's much
good.
More relaxed.
Good. Yeah, and it's going to continue. I'm going to bring in some nourishment that the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments need. And again, your higher self in spirit knows what's needed. Got some magnesium coming in. Okay, I'm hearing in about 45 minutes you're going to be down to about, or you're going to be down to zero. And in the quantum field, it's already gone. So now what has to happen is the physical body has to catch up because it's very dense, takes a little bit longer. Now your job, and everybody's job, whenever we do a healing, is to not listen to the mind when the mind kicks in and say, but I still hurt. Go back and say, no, this is temporary. This is not who I am. Pain is already gone. I am perfection. I am perfect health, and do that self-talk. But you, I don't even think you're going to have to do that. You respond very, very quickly. Again, you may want to soak in a bath tonight and stay very hydrated. Drink a lot of water. And very easy movement for you. Yoga, stretching, breath work. Very, very powerful for you. All right.
Awesome.
How do you feel?
Thank you. Oh, I feel wonderful. Really.
Good.
So much fun.
Perfect.
Oh, blessings, blessings. Thank you. All right. So beautiful. Okay, let's go to Anaheim, California. Anaheim, California. And the last four digits are 6002.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Olivia. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And,
do you have a question?
I think I've been, you know what? I think I've been, like, more like in my brain, I think, my head area.
Yeah, there's kind of like a disconnect. There's some confusion going on there. So let's, first of all, I want to fully grant you, are you like little, very foggy brained, just very like memory lapses and a little bit of confusion going on?
Lately, yes.
Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to fully ground you, okay? So I'm just going to bring you into your core, fully, fully, fully into your core, into the present moment, okay? Right here, right now. Yeah, you're like fully out of your body. I mean, it's like I can't even see the light below your waist. So I'm just pulling you all the way in. All right, so I'm going to go in. And I'm just going to quick, like, do this brain activation. This is, and I'm going to go fast, okay?
Okay.
You don't need to do anything except just sit there. And we're going to align
activate and attune the 6 brain waves, and I want the front and the back part of the brain, the left and the right part of the brain, all to come into harmony, in balance. We're clearing the confusions, and we want the brain to really be operating in harmony and in balance with all the body systems, all the body organs, and in particular that central nervous system. Your central nervous system is in high alert, very, very stressed. Okay, I'll work on that in a minute. But I really want to work on your endocrine system, and I want to balance the chemicals in your brain. And as you can see, I work very fast, okay? And I'm going to bring in some more serotonin, melatonin. How is your sleep? Is your sleep very off?
Yes.
Yeah. I want to balance your hormones, increasing or decreasing as needed, and I really want to correct and normalize those circadian rhythms in your sleep cycles. Whew. Bringing in melatonin, serotonin. You've got some depression going on. So I'm just going to remove a layer of depression from the heart, sitting all over the body. Thyroid, doing some healing on the thyroid. You would definitely benefit from a session, okay?
Okay.
Clearing the confusions from within all the body systems, please. The disconnects, the disharmony. And that pituitary gland. Can we speed it up and bring more light in, please? The pineal. Thank you. You have a very busy mind, do you not?
Yeah.
All right, so I just want you to sit here, and I want you to notice how peaceful your mind goes. I'm going to do some decluttering in your brain right now. Nothing you have to do, just I'll let you know when there's a shift. So just go very still right now. There we go. Could you feel how peaceful you got, how still you got?
Yes.
That's where you need to sit. You need to, if you're not meditating, meditation, key for you. We need to calm your central nervous system down. And I'm really strengthening your immune system, too. Your immune system is weak. All right. How do you feel? Now,
I feel a little bit more grounded.
Good. You were very ungrounded, but you're going to feel a little unstable. I'm going to really recalibrate and stabilize your field right now, because this brain activation, there was a lot of shifting and a lot of warbling. So you might get dizzy. Don't worry about it. It will stabilize itself in about 30 minutes if you experience it. Go easy. Be still. Drink a lot of water. And thank your guides. They did a lot of work on you.
Thank you.
Much love.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. Ah, well, I wish we could go through all these beautiful people to do readings on everyone, but we can't. So we're going to do the bliss activation right now. And, you know, everyone, you've heard, before we do that, though, you've heard some of the, I would say, almost miracles that are occurring on the show today. You know, Pamela's pain from a 7 to a 2. I mean, wow, it's beautiful. And some of the amazing results. And then, of course, we did have Albert write in. Albert writes, "Oh, my gosh, what a deja vu. Your healing on me was amazing, and I really responded to your soul language. I'm usually numb to many spiritual healings. Thank you. And Renee writes in,
"Awesome.
Thank you, Shelley. You really felt that. Tears of joy. Grateful from the bottom of my heart." So beautiful, beautiful work. Karen, she said, "Interesting. I had no expectations, but within a few minutes, I now feel much lighter." And then Kara from Washington said, I'm feeling expansive and free to let my laughter out and very excited that this is a way to help others. You've given me a great gift." So, Shelley, thank you so much for everything that you're doing for this
this community, these beautiful souls who are here to listen to you and just, you know, take in and share and really receive the healing that you're giving, and also the hope. You know, I was thinking earlier, what you do as well for people, Shelley, is it was coming through to me. You give people hope, you know, and then how
do
you blend the healing and the happiness together. It's such a wonderful gift. So, you know, I don't know how blissed out we're going to be at the end of this bliss activation, but I just wanted to give voice, you know, on behalf of myself and the people, everyone who's here on the phone. You know, thank you so much for the gift that you are and what you've shared today.
Well, thank you. And not only that, but, you know, and I want to thank everybody that's written and called in, because you know what? It's not easy. You've got to have strength. You've got to be vulnerable. It takes courage to speak in front of a lot of people. But what I want everyone to know is that Ian has created such a safe space, such a safe environment. And I'm just so glad you guys are comfortable in sharing and opening yourselves up. It's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. So seriously, give yourselves a big clap, a big, you know, pat on the back. This is not easy work all the time. And it's awesome. I mean, thank your angels. Thank God, because they're amazing. And we've got such a presence with us right now. I'm telling you, the dolphins can't wait. To get started. Oh, if you could just see what I see. It's just beautiful. Mm. They are just playing like you cannot believe. So there's going to be a lot of dolphin energy and a lot of energy. It's that play from the the monkeys that are really coming through. So are we ready to get started, Ian?
Yes, we sure are.
All right. Wonderful. All right, you guys, here comes the fun part. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to clear everybody, okay, because we want everybody to be sovereign, just your energy, nobody else's, so that everything could just come in, flow smoothly and strongly. And then I'll end it with just a little bit of soul language. So first thing we're going to do, and I work very fast, so we're going to clear, strengthen, protect, reinforce and repair everybody's aura. I'm going to clear the electromagnetic static that's surrounding the aura, the body systems, the body organs, the skin, the bones. We're going to transform that into unconditional love, and we're going to store it in your dantian or your belly point. This will bring in more physical health for everybody. And I'm going to place everybody's aura in the neutral position. And for those of you that are empaths, this will stop you from taking on everybody's stuff. Now, you may not know what the neutral position is. Your higher self does. Every morning, just get up and ask your higher self to place your aura into the neutral position. We're doing that right now. We're going to cut all cords that no longer serve your highest evolution. These are cords to people, places, things, situations. For those of you that may not know what cords are, you're simply, it's a connection. You're exchanging other people's energy. You don't want to do that. It's like draining your battery. And then once we cut these cords, we always want to fill that blank space with God's golden white light. But some of you, they're bringing in some emerald green healing. And we've got some unconditional love coming in. All right, now we're going to clear all entities, implants, aliens, djinns, archons, adverse extraterrestrials, adverse ancestors, disincarnates, waywards, tricksters, any astral cords or attachments that are not for our highest evolution, and any reptilian or amphibian energies. We're clearing these all now. Some of you may get a headache. Some of you might get sick to your stomach. Some of you might just feel a lot lighter. Now we're going to start to bring in that unconditional love. Really starting to raise everybody's frequency and vibration now. Starting to bring in that joy, the happiness, and the bliss
into every area of your life. This is your body, your relationships, family, jobs. And we're now going to call in your higher self and requesting that you allow this bliss activation. This bliss that you already are naturally. This is who you are. This is your birthright. This is your perfect state. And I just want you to take a deep breath in and say yes to receiving this activation. Start to connect and attune you to that universal field of oneness that there is, allowing this to flow into all of existence, into your past, your present, your future, your parallel lives, and even into your ancestral lineage. Just take a deep breath in, please. Know and accept that all you are is joy, happiness, and bliss. Bliss, joy, and happiness. Now we're really going to start to amplify this frequency, starting to raise it. Well, some of you are getting a headache, so I'm going to open up your crowns just to allow this energy to really move. There we go. Raising the frequency even more. Allowing it to flow into all layers of existence and into infinity, please. Now I want you to take a really deep breath in. Inhale this bliss, this happiness. Breathe it into every single cell of your body. You're free to receive and experience this bliss, this joy, this happiness, this love that you actually already are. Take another deep breath in, please. Really breathe it in. Feel it. Feel the happiness. Feel the joy. Some of you may see it as colors. You may see yellows and oranges. Feel it. Experience it, but more importantly, be it. Now exhale through your mouth and let go. Let go of all those energies that are not happiness, joy, bliss, love. Let them go. So as you inhale, you're inhaling the happiness, the joy, the bliss, the love. And as you exhale, you're letting it all go. Anything that's not these higher frequencies, they have to go. Breathe it in again. Breathe in one more time. And I want you to just sit here and I want you to keep breathing it in and just exhaling, releasing anything that's not the bliss, the joy, the happiness, and just sit in these frequencies. And I'm going to go into soul language. This is going to deepen this even more. And I'm also going to add in the intention that we bring everybody the blessings that you need in this very, very present moment. So here we go. Je m'amo le papa et la mama, je popo et la mama, ne m'amo. Yaka, ya m'amo le papa et la mama, je popo le papa et la mama, ne mama, ne mama. Ija, ya ma, ya no moon, ya ne ne mama, ya papa, ina, ya ne m'amo le papa, je popo et la mama, ne mama, ne mama, ya. Aga, ya, ya m'amo, je pakat popo le papa et la mama, ya na, ya m'amo le mama, je popo le papa et la mama, ya nya, ya m'amo le papa, je popo et la mama. Take a really deep breath in. Some of you may just want to sit here in this energy. That's fine. Those of you that are ready to come back, you can just kind of rub your hands over your head, over your face, down your arms, down your legs. And just keep breathing it in. Just come back whenever you're ready. And what I will explain to some of you, my soul language, because I was connecting with so many different souls, it changes. I can go really fast. I can go really slow. The language might change. The tone might change. It's all just different based upon the different souls. So it can sound pretty funky. Are you with us, Ian?
I'm. you caught me.
Yeah, I like the laughter. I love
me.
It.
I was hoping you wouldn't call on me. I didn't have my hand up.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, man. Oh,
that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like the bliss bunny. So.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh,
we all need to be. Seriously, we all need to be. It's the fastest way to healing.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you, sweet soul, for being here. And again, I'm just echoing and reiterating that what we said earlier. You are such a gift, and you've really been of amazing service. So right now, we all bow down to you, Shelley, for your service.
Thank you.
For
Ian.
Your gift.
Seriously.
Everything that you've brought to this community.
Beautiful. Just want to thank you. Not only that, but I want to thank everybody, seriously, everybody that came on the call. Give yourselves a big pat on the back. It was a joy, really, truly a joy to be with you, having this opportunity to connect with each and every one of you. So thank you. And enjoy. Stay.
Yeah.
I will remind everyone, please stay really hydrated. Drink a lot of water. You might want to go into meditation after the call. You might want to go soak in a bath. Light a candle and just relax. Allow the integration to just happen, and let it happen with ease and grace. So I look forward to connecting with you all. It was a pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, and I think you will. You know, you are a highly gifted medical intuitive, and I think there's going to be a lot of people who were really touched by what you've done today. And so everyone, I am drawing attention to it one more time that Shelley's made her time available to everyone for private sessions. If there's issues that you're feeling in your body, or you think that you're not quite sure of what's going on, or you've had long-term issues, or, you know, whatever it might be, and just feel into working with Shelley and feel that resonance there. You can obviously tell her beautiful soul and her essence that she shared with us today. And also the results that we've all experienced right here on the call. It's been a long time, if forever, that I've had anyone's pain going from a 7 to a 2 right there on the call, and other things. Plus, we've had people write in. So by all means, feel into this. If this feels right for you, this would be maybe a time that transformation happens in your life. And maybe this is the time for you to sign up to work with Shelley. She has made herself available. So I'll just mention that just one last time.
Thanks.
All right, everyone. Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a long show. It's been wonderful to be with you. And again, Shelley, we really appreciate you being here. So much love to you, sweetheart.
Thank you very, very much. Have a good evening, everyone.
You too. All right, beautiful souls, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Son. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank all the angels who are here with us today and who worked through Shelley, all her beautiful team that was here. We just give our thanks to you. And we give thanks to the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.